Shalom to all. Today's daf is in Shalom Shabbos Daf Nun Gimel. We are starting about the fifth line with the words Amar Chananya and Vilzer's daf on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph about a quarter way up from the bottom. And today's daf is sponsored by Lila Nishmas Mars Miriam Sarabas Yaakov Moshe Hernish Amash Shadhav and Uliyah. We had a discussion yesterday where Yirmi asked a question from Zaira regarding doing a half malacha this Shabbos and a half malacha next Shabbos and whether or not we could combine them. But now the Gemara tells us Amar Chananya says Ulaymar Kane. He didn't say that. That wasn't the question. Ella, this was the question. Katzar Chatzi Gregaris B'Shachris. Let's say he cut half a Gregaris in the morning on Shabbos. Bizarin Shabbos. He was amazed. He knew it was Shabbos. He just was shaggy regarding the malacha. Let's say he forgot that this was Aser. And then Mechatzar Gegeres Beinu Arbayim in the afternoon of that very same Shabbos, he cut another half of a Gegeres. And this time it was B'Shegas Shabbos B'Zadim Malachas. He was shaggy regarding Shabbos. Maybe he just totally forgot it was Shabbos, but he was amazed regarding the malacha. And this was the question, Shegas Shabbai, B'Shegas Shabbai, Maushet Starfu. Could we combine these two Shagas? The first Shagig was regarding the malacha. The second Shagig was regarding Shabbos. Could we combine these two half malachas of Shagig and say that he was over a full malacha or no? And that was the question, not across two Shabbosos, but in one Shabbos, two half malachas. So Rav Maravana says, Afagav Dolayim Rabbi Yosef Damelsa, even Rabbi Yosef, which is his Rebbe, never said anything about this specifically, on the Chavasei, he said something similar to it. Ocha Chatzi Zayis, a person ate, Havak Zayis of Kodshim meat, be Diyas HaKodesh, he knew it was Kodshim, Ubehelim Tumah, but his Helim, his lapse of awareness was regarding Tumah, he didn't realize that he was Tameh, and Mechatzi Zayis, he had another Havak Zayis, Behelim Kodesh, Ubehdias HaTumah, he was a Shegi regarding the Kodshim, let's say he didn't realize this piece of meat was Kodshim, he just knew that he was Tameh, Helim Shabbai, Behelim Shabbai. Could we combine these two alamas regarding Tumah and Shegi regarding Kodshim? And that was a question that Rabbi Yosef had asked, and we don't have an answer to this. Now we go all the way back to original discussion. Remember, we had brought a Mishnah in Krisis where Rabbi Kiva asked Rabbi Lezer about one who's over Malach across multiple Shabbosos, Behelim Echad, and Rabbi Lezer responded that he's chayav al kol achas va'achas, just like one who's Bayal Anita multiple times, he's chayav for every single Bia. So the question is, Nicha Shabbos Shabbala Yimechab in time. We can understand that he'd be chayav a separate chatos for the lav that he was over on this Shabbos and Nak Shabbos and next Shabbos. Even though it's technically Behelim Echad, because the days of the week in between these different Shabbosos are considered a Yediyah, they're considered a knowledge, and they'd be Hefsek separating these Yisurim, and therefore it'd be Chayev Echatos for every single Shabbos. But Gabi Nida, my Islach, what about Nida? If he's Bayal Nida multiple times Behelim Echad, how could you say he's Chayev multiple Chatois? There's no Yediyah Bein Taim. So Rish Lakish Amar, he answers that no, Tiftar, we can explain as follows, Benida Ketana, with Anida Ketana, which is really referring to Zava Ketana, we'll explain this in a moment, Shabbola Yimei Hefsek Tahar Bein Taim, she had days of Hefsek Tahar in between, and that is considered a yediyah. As we just said, this is not referring to a nida ketana, as in a girl who's under 12 years old in a nida. It's referring to a regular woman who's called a zava ketana. This is when a woman sees dam once, she's called a zava ketana, and she has a din that's called shemeres yom keneged yom. The day that she saw dam, she's tamei. The next day, she has to be on the lookout to make sure that she doesn't see any dam, and if she doesn't, she goes to the mikvah and she's tahar. And over here, there's a yediyah bein taim, because day one, she sees dam, day two, she doesn't. Let's say day three, she does, and day four, she doesn't, and day five, she does, so on and so forth. And if a man is bail such a woman, five times when she's considered Tomei, when she's Zavak Tano, let's say again on days 1, 3, 5, 7, and 9, so that is considered like there's a Yediya Bein Taim, because days 2, 4, 6, and 8, she's Tahar, and therefore it would be five different Chatos for every Bia. Now continuing on with this discussion, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lezer, now with a totally different understanding of it, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon says, Kach Shalu, this is the question Rabbi Kiva asked Rabbi Lezer. It wasn't regarding Shabbos, it was actually only in regards to Nida. Baal Nida, Achas Chomesh Bilas, Behelim Echad, let's say a person was Baal Nida, five different Bilas in the same halama, same lapse of awareness, mahu. What's the din? Chayv achas al kulam? Is he chayv just one carbon for all these bias? Or achas al kol achas v'achas, or one for each and every bia? And it was on this that Amr Lei, Rabbi Lezer responded to him, chayv al kol achas v'achas, he's chayv for each and every one. Now on this, v'kash, we have a question. Ilu katsar, v'katsar b'halam echad, klumu chayv al kulam el achas? If a person did one ketsiwer, a person cut something from the ground on Shabbos, and then he did so again, and it was b'halam echad, it was with one lapse of awareness, isn't he only going to be chayv one? So how could we say that by the nida, he's going to be chayv multiple things? Now, not only do we have this question, but we have another one. Rav Acha says, "Rav Chanina, kin Rav Mana Makshila." This is Rav Mana's question. V'loy kin Rav Shmuel. Did Rav Shmuel say in the name of Rav Vo, who said b'shem Rav Yosef ben Chanina, "Kol hada hilchasa"? All these halachas, meaning our Mishnah, Rabbi Lezer goes according to Rabbi Lezer. Baram ki Rabbanon, but according to Rabbanon, meaning the one who argues with Rabbi Lezer, namely Rabbi Kiva, in a chayv al achas, he's only chayv one. Now, if that's so, avhacha loy chayv al achas, he should only be chayv one over here. Namely, if it's true that our Mishnah really is Rabbi Lezer, then that means he would agree to the statement of our Mishnah that if a person does multiple toldos that all fit under the same av, he's only chayav one, and so that should translate to Rabbi Lezer over here saying by anida that even if he's bayal anida multiple times, he should be only chayav achas. And so that's another question, Rabbi Lezer. And to answer this, Rabbi Yisrael says kiyamte. I could explain it as follows, or I could establish it. Kai demar nun gimel on base on top. Rabbi Acha b'shem Rabbi Chanina. That which Rabbi Acha said b'shem Rabbi Chanina less kain kirabanon. Then actually, this is only according to the Rabbanon, meaning our Mishnah is like the Rabbanon and not like Rabbi Lezer. And actually, Rabbi Lezer would argue with the statement of our Mishnah that if one does a bunch of toldos Avdos that fit under the same Av, he's only Chayiv one. Rabbi Elazar would hold he's Chayiv multiple things. And where do we see this also? Here's the proper Girsa. Rabbanu de Kesarin b'shem Rabbi Nisa, they say, Kol Adal Ilchus de Rabbi Elazar Hu. This is all Rabbi Elazar. V'chol Deipak Mina, Halacha, Kulik Rabbi Elazar. And all these halachas that we're learning from here, meaning all these dinim that a person is going to be Chayiv multiple Chatois, that's all like Rabbi Elazar. And that means that our Mishnah would not be Rabbi Elazar. And now moving on to Halacha Beis, here we have a Mishnah which is quite fundamental for the entire Masechta. And Mishnah tells as follows, Avis Melachas, Arbaim Chasar Achas, there are 40 minus 1 Avis Melachas. These are the key categories, the main categories of Avis Melachas, 39 in total. And we know that the common denominator between all of them is that this is something that was performed in the building of the Mishkan or in the Mishkan itself, and they're broken up into multiple categories, as we're going to see. Number one, that which has to do with bread, Hachayresh, one who plows, Hazireya, one who plants, Hakaitzer, one who harvests, Hamaamer, one who gathers together this harvest, Hadash, one who threshes, Hazireya, one who winnows, that's throwing the grain up into the air so that the chaff is blown away by the wind and the heavy grain falls down, Habayir, one who selects by hand, Vatoichen, one who grinds the grain, Vamarakid, one who sifts, Halash, one who kneads it, Vaifa, one who bakes. On to the next thing, this has to do with making of clothing or the ureis, the curtains of the Mishkan, Hagayiz Zatzemer, one who shears the wool off of the sheep, Hamalabnoi, one who whitens it, Hamanapsoi or Hamanaptsoi with a tzadi, one who combs it, separating the fibers, Hatsoiva, one who dyes it, Hateveyu, one who spins it into thread, Hamesech, this is one who sets it on the loom, Vaisa Shte Batenirin, one who makes two Batenirin, which is basically setting two threads horizontally in the loom, Ha'irik Shte Chutin, one who weaves two threads, Habetzeh Shne Chutin, one who takes out two threads if they're too densely packed, Hakaisher, one who ties, Vamatir, one who unties, Vatefer Shte Tfirois, one who sews two stitches, Vakareal Manaslet for Shte Tfirois, someone who tears with intention that he's going to stitch two stitches. That's all in regards to making clothing or cloth. On to the next section, which is under writing, Hatzad Tzvi, one who captures a deer, Hashreichtai, he shechts it, Vamavshita, he skins it, Hamolchai, he salts the hide, Hamolchai, he smooths it out, Vamaabdai, one who tans it, Hamachatchai, one who cuts it to size, Hakaiser Shte Oisyos, one who writes two letters on this hide, which is basically parchment, Vahamolchai Kalmanasachtav Shte Oisyos, and one who erases with intention to write two letters. Now to the last section, Habayne Vasoiser, one who builds or dismantles, Hamachabe Vamavir, one who extinguishes a fire or lights a fire, Vamagapatish, one who strikes the final hammer blow, finishing a creation or production, Vamaitim Rishus or Shus, one who takes from one Rishus to another, which we discussed extensively in the first Prakim, Elu Avis Malchas Arbaim Chasar Achas, these are the Avis Malchas, 40 minus 1, which we're able to do math, that's 39. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with the Gemara discussing these. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.